It happened after this that the people of Moab, with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat.
Pasadas estas cosas, aconteció que los hijos de Moab y de Amón, y con ellos otros de los Amonitas, vinieron contra los Jehoshaphat a la guerra.
Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazar Tamar.
Y acudieron algunos y dieron aviso a Jehoshaphat, diciendo, contra ti viene una gran multitud del otro lado del mar y de Siria, y aquí están en Hazar Tamar, que es Ecrón.
Now listen to what Jehoshaphat did.
Y ahora vea lo que Jehoshaphat hizo.
And Jehoshaphat feared
entonces, él tuvo temor,
and set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout Judea. Now listen to what God said to Jehoshaphat. You will not need to fight in this battle. Can I say it again? You will not need to fight in this battle. How many know the battle is the Lord's? Come on, the battle is the Lord's. And it says, position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Woo, come on somebody, amen. Now let's pray. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for an anointing upon our lives. Touch this word, touch our hearts, strengthen us, empower us with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Don't sit yet. Here's the title of my message. God's got your back. God's got your back. Tell your neighbor, God's got your back. Amen. Come on, you may be seated. Glory to God. God's got your back. Amen. You may be seated. Now, Jehoshaphat was the fourth king of Judah. And he was known as the king who was holy yet human. And he had a zeal for God. And he brought the nation of Israel much prosperity. And the Bible tells us that the Lord was with him. The Lord established his kingdom. And the hand of God was upon Jehoshaphat. Now Jehoshaphat had some struggles in the latter part of his life. That's where we see the human part. But in this latter phase of Jehoshaphat's life, in our text, 2 Chronicles, and he's about to be attacked by a great army. And it's from Moab and Ammonites. And let me just share this with you. Moab and the Amorites represent the spirit of fear and discouragement. And how many here know that the devil wants to steal the joy of the Lord? And that's what was taking place. And you might be going through an attack right now. Can I tell you the good news? God's got your back. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, in verse 15, God speaks directly to Jehoshaphat. He said, do not fear or be dismayed. And this word dismayed means discouragement. Now check this out. The word dismayed means this. In the Hebrew, it means beat down, break down, or cause confusion. But we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Come on. Now, I want to examine three divine instructions that God gives Jehoshaphat, directly gives Jehoshaphat. And this is instructions for all of us here. Number one, empty yourself and seek God in your battle. How many know here today, the more we're empty, the more we can get filled by God. The more we're empty, the more we get filled by God. Amen? It says that Jehoshaphat sought God. And then he says this, he gathered together all the people and he called a fast to seek the Lord. Let me share what happens when you're about to get a blessing. The enemy wants to steal it. He wants to rob you from it. Now, we had a crusade in Haiti. And it was in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. After the big earthquake. And so we came. So as we were setting up the stages in the square, we were going to minister to about 25,000 people. Just in an open square. And what happened was, we had some Dominican brothers that were our setup team. And the Haitians didn't like that. So a gang came, and they came over to wreck the stage. And then some of government officials who were no longer officials, but they were lying to us. They wanted us to pay them, or else they were going to stop the crusade. And so they called me, and I told everybody, begin to pray. Begin to fast. And so I came to the site where they were setting up the stage. We had big trusts and speakers, and there was probably about 25, about probably 30 to 50 gang members. And they were drinking, they were drunk, and they got angry because they wanted to be paid to set up. And they had prejudice against the Dominicans. And we didn't realize that. And so when I showed up, we were all fasting and we were all praying. And I just got, and I just began to preach to them. And I began to share why we're here. And I had a teen challenge guy with me from Haiti. And he was interpreting for me. There was one crazy gang member who knew English better than this guy. So as he's interpreting for me, the gang member starts cursing at him, saying, that's not what he said. He said this. And he starts repeating and interpreting for me. And this went on and on. And I continued to share. And I continued to pray. And I began to share my testimony. How I was a drug addict. I was homeless. I had nothing. I was a dead man. But God resurrected me. And I just began to preach to them. And they were literally ready to tear everything down.
estaban listos a tirar todo al piso.
And they had bottles of rum drinking.
Y tomaban ron.
And I just, the anointing came on me.
Y la unción vino sobre mí.
And I just kept sharing with this one gang member who was the leader.
Me predicaba a este pandillero que era el líder.
And he kept interpreting me.
Y me interpretaba.
And then I told them all. We're here because we love you. We're here because God loves you. And then I walked up, true story. I walked up to the gang member and I grabbed his face and I said, and I love you. And I went like this. I didn't know what I was doing. But he went like this. And then all of a sudden he says, leave them alone. Let them share the gospel. Come on, somebody. When you're under the battle, you got to seek God and empty yourself. I could have got killed. But guess what? God had my back. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let me share with you the second instruction. The first one was empty yourself and seek God. The second one is found in verse 17. And I shared it already. You will not need to fight this battle. Listen to this. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that's just so powerful, amen? So here's the second instruction. Position yourself in the battle and believe. Can someone say believe? Say it again, believe. Amen. So the word position in the Hebrew means to set, station yourself, and be still, and let God do His thing. Or let me say it like this. Let the King do His thing. Come on, somebody, amen? And listen how dangerous this was. I just was reading this a little while ago. You're going to have to repeat it for me. It's in verse 12, it says this. Oh God, you need to judge them, for we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. And so what Jehoshaphat was saying, we can't do it, God.
Nosotros no lo podemos hacer, Dios.
But God can.
Pero Dios sí lo
but
puede.
God can.
Pero Dios sí lo puede.
Come on, God can.
Dios sí lo puede.
And here's the deal. We must believe in God's word.
Y tenemos que creer en la palabra de Dios.
And submit to God's word.
Someternos a él, a la palabra.
God prophetically spoke to Jehoshaphat.
Los profetas le dijeron a Jehoshaphat.
And here's the deal.
Y esto es lo que quiero decir.
This word believe
esta palabra creer
is mentioned twice
está mencionada dos veces.
In verse 20.
En el versículo 20.
It said, Jehoshaphat stood and said,
Jehoshaphat estando en pie,
hear me, O Judah,
dijo, oídme, Judá,
and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Y moradores de Jerusalén.
Watch this in this one sentence.
Miren esta frase.
Believe in the Lord your God,
creer en Jehová vuestro Dios,
and you shall be established.
Y estaréis seguros.
Believe in his prophets,
creer en sus profetas,
and you shall prosper.
Y seréis prosperados.
And so what is God saying?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que está diciendo Dios?
You got to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Tenemos que creer en el poder del Espíritu Santo.
And you got to believe in God's word.
Tenemos que creer en la palabra de Dios.
You got to believe in God's word.
Tenemos que creer en la palabra de Dios.
This isn't a book filled with myths.
Esto no es un libro creado simplemente de cosas místicas.
This is a book filled with promises.
Este es un libro lleno de promesas.
Prophetic promises of God.
Promesas proféticas de Dios.
It's an instruction book.
Es un libro de instrucciones.
How to live
cómo vivir
a righteous life,
una vida justa,
in an ungodly world.
En un mundo sin...
Ha! Oh, we got it. Tú, tú comprendes, sí, amen.
You understand?
So here's what took place.
Aquí lo que pasó es esto.
And God's saying you've got to believe.
Él dice, debes de creer.
Can you say the word believe?
Creer.
Now listen to this.
Ahora escuchen esto.
In the Hebrew,
en el Hebreo,
and in the Greek,
y en el Griego,
when we use the word believe,
cuando decimos la palabra creer,
in reference to God,
en referencia a Dios,
it's not the same word as believe.
No es la misma palabra que creer,
in just something.
En algo.
Because you got to understand, people say, I believe in God.
La gente dice, creemos en Dios.
I remember many years ago,
yo me acuerdo hace unos años,
we had an outreach in Hempstead.
Tuvimos una cruzada aquí en Hempstead.
And boy, we had a crazy outreach, right, Diane?
Tuvimos algo de maravilloso.
Diane's another missionary with Bobby Lloyd, amen? And we support them. Pastor, what a beautiful church that we support missionaries and fulfill the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen? And so I mean, we had knife fights in this outreach. It was crazy. Remember crazy? You're Diane, but there was a crazy Diane who used to come in and start fights. And me and Bobby would be preaching, Bobby Lloyd. And one day, a guy from the outreach said, "Can I say something?" And I was sitting in the back, and I'm going, "No, Bobby, don't do it." And Bobby goes, "Okay, come on up, brother," and gives him the mic. He starts cursing everybody out, and Bobby jumps on him. I jump on him, and we're fighting over the mic. Give me the mic. It was crazy, man. But that's what I mean. I love that stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. But here's the word. Listen, so I said to this guy at the outreach, I said, "Brother, you got to believe in Jesus."
Hermano, tienes que creer en Jesús.
He looked at me,
me miró,
and he said, "What do you think? I'm a fool?
¿Usted qué cree, que yo soy un tonto?
I believe in Jesus.
Yo creo en Jesús.
I'm an American.
Yo soy un americano,
and I'm 40 years old.
Y tengo 40 años.
And I realized
y ya me di cuenta,
the Bible says, Jesus said,
Jesús dijo en la Biblia,
even the demons believe
hasta los demonios creen,
and shudder. And that word believe
esa palabra creer
is very limited.
Es muy limitada.
It means acknowledging the facts.
Es creer en los hechos.
The general word believe.
La palabra general,
but
creer.
When the word believe references God,
pero cuando la palabra creer,
it has a different definition.
A Dios tiene una definición diferente.
It says acknowledge the facts.
Ahora tenemos que creer en los hechos.
But it's a little deeper than that.
Es más profundo que eso.
It also says
y también dice,
to commit
para someterse
and surrender.
Y rendirse.
And when you believe
y cuando creemos
in God,
en Dios,
you not only acknowledge the facts,
no solamente creemos en los
but
hechos,
you commit
pero nos sometemos
and surrender
y nos rendimos
your heart,
nuestro corazón,
your soul,
nuestro espíritu,
your mind,
nuestra mente,
your fears,
todos los temores,
your broken marriages,
todos los
whatever you're going through,
lo que estemos pasando,
God is able.
Dios es capaz.
God is able.
Dios es capaz.
And so, let me just share this with you.
Ahora les quiero decir esto.
Often life's greatest battles
las batallas más grandes de nuestra vida
become life's greatest blessings.
Se convierten en las bendiciones más grandes.
Now let me say it again.
Déjeme decirlo de nuevo.
Often life's greatest battles
simplemente que las batallas de nuestra vida
becomes life's greatest blessings.
Se convierten en las
hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
When we're under attack.
Estamos siendo atacados.
So I was in Dominican Republic.
Yo estaba en la República Dominicana.
And we were having a crusade.
Estamos, tenemos una cruzada.
In the baseball stadium.
Ahí en un estadio de béisbol.
And you may know Millie Quesada. Some of you may know Millie Quesada. So her sister is Jocelyn.
La hermana de él es Jocelyn.
And Fausto.
Fausto.
They joined us.
Nos
they led worship.
Ellos alababan a Dios.
It was powerful.
Fue poderoso.
And so this is the first time we go to Dominican Republic.
La primera vez que fuimos a la República Dominicana.
And what happened, I preached in this very small church.
Yo predicaba en una iglesia muy pequeña.
That had about 20 people.
Que tenía como nada más 20 personas.
And it just so happens the pastor was about this tall, short.
Y el pastor era como así de altico.
And after I preached,
y después de que prediqué,
he said, we're going to go to the baseball stadium and have a crusade.
Vamos a ir al estadio de béisbol y hacemos una.
And I was like, okay.
Yo le dije, okay.
And this man may have been short.
Este hombre era pequeño.
May have had a small church.
Tenía una iglesia muy pequeña.
But he had a big vision.
Pero tenía una gran visión.
And it all came to pass.
Y todo vino a ser.
And so we were up there preaching.
Estamos ahí predicando.
And it was, I think, the last night.
Era la última noche.
And I just, in the spirit, something told me.
En el espíritu me dijo algo.
And this wasn't in the plan.
Esto no estaba en los planes.
To take up an offering.
To
start a teen challenge in Dominican Republic.
Para algo para los jóvenes allá en la
and just out of nowhere, the Holy Spirit hit me.
Y el Espíritu Santo de la nada,
as I was preaching.
Mientras que predicaba.
And then I stopped.
Y paré.
And I said, and one of the main, you know, superintendents of the Assemblies of God,
uno de los oficiales de la Asamblea de Dios,
a Dominican minister,
un ministro
I walked over and said, God just told me to take up an offering.
Le dije que Dios me dijo que hiciera una colecta.
To start a teen challenge.
Para comenzar uno,
and he got up, he said, Hallelujah, glory a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
And we took up an offering.
Ya recolectamos.
Baskets went everywhere.
Las canastas se repartieron.
And we had pillowcases, bags.
Teníamos fundas de almohadas.
Of pesos.
De pesos.
It was incredible.
Fue increíble.
The people gave.
Los dieron, la gente dio.
There was no teen challenge there.
No había nada ya para los jóvenes.
It was such a move of God.
Fue un movimiento de Dios.
The altar call was so powerful.
El llamado al altar fue tan poderoso.
Demons were manifesting.
Los demonios se manifestaron.
And Fausto.
Y Fasco.
Powerful man of God.
Un hombre poderoso de Dios.
We had a stage about this high. It was even higher than this. About this high. And there was a demon manifesting in some man.
Había un demonio manifestándose
en
un hombre.
And he was going crazy.
Estaba moviendo muy locamente.
Fasco looked at me.
Él me miró a mí.
And I looked at him.
Yo lo miré a él.
Fasco put his mic down.
Él puso su micrófono.
And he dove in the crowd.
Y se tiró en la, hacia la,
and he laid hands
gente.
On this dude.
Y le puso las manos a este hombre.
And man, God delivered him.
Y
Hallelujah.
Y Dios lo liberó.
We gave him a new name.
Ya le dimos un nuevo nombre.
Fasco's name was called.
Fasco, el nombre de Fasco fue.
Demon Slayer.
El que derrota a los demonios.
So listen to what happened. Listen to what happened.
Miren lo que pasó.
Don't miss this.
No vayan a fallar esto.
Remember what we're speaking about.
Acuerde lo que estamos hablando.
You got to position yourself.
Tenemos que pararnos.
And believe.
Y creer.
And so we believed that God's going to build a teen challenge.
Nosotros creemos que Dios iba a.
And we just got so excited. We went to, all the ushers went to some church to have dinner and to eat. We were just, everybody just was so excited. We
todos
just
estábamos
so
muy exitosos para ir a otras iglesias para
we went to go celebrate.
Fuimos a celebrar.
And then all of a sudden,
y de repente,
the ushers,
los ujieres,
they're not like our ushers.
No son como nuestros ujieres.
Guess what happened?
Adivinen qué pasó.
They hid the offering,
escondieron la ofrenda,
under the stage,
debajo del escenario,
and forgot about it.
Y se olvidaron de ella.
We were so excited.
Estaban tan excitados.
They said, "Let's go eat."
Vamos a comer.
Roscampollo.
Rice with beans.
Plátanos.
Chicken.
Hallelujah. Chiva. That's goat, I think. Amen. You got it? Oh, I'm talking Spanish. All right. So I'm not kidding. And then, it was the next morning.
Y la mañana próxima.
We get a phone call.
Recibimos una llamada.
And I get a phone call.
Y yo
from the superintendent.
Del superintendente.
He said, Pastor.
Pastor.
He said, I have bad news.
Tengo malas noticias.
I said, what?
¿Qué pasó?
He said, the ushers left the offering.
Los ujieres dejaron la ofrenda.
Under the stage.
Debajo del escenario.
And whoever broke down the stage.
Y aquel que la desbarató,
took the offering with them.
Se llevó la ofrenda con ellos.
And I laughed. It was so funny.
Yo me reí porque fue muy chistoso.
Because I know what the Bible says.
Porque sé lo que la Biblia dice.
Whatever is spoken in heaven,
de lo que se habla en el cielo,
God will fulfill.
Dios lo llenará.
Because it's not about money.
No es acerca del dinero.
It's about what God wants to do.
Es lo que Dios quiere hacer.
And we built one of the best team challenges in the Caribbean today. Hallelujah.
Hicimos uno de los más grandes edificios para los jóvenes allá en la República.
Because we believed.
Porque creímos.
We positioned ourselves.
Nos paramos.
And God gave the increase.
Y Dios fue lo que dio.
So number one.
La número uno.
You got to empty yourself.
Tenemos que vaciarnos.
Seek God.
Buscar de Dios.
Number two.
La segunda.
Position yourself in the battle.
Paremos en la batalla.
And believe.
Y creamos.
All things are possible.
Que todo es posible.
And let me end with this.
Y quiero terminar con esto.
Number three instruction.
La tercera indicación.
And here it is. Praise God in the midst of your battle.
Alaben a Dios en medio de la batalla.
Praise God in the midst of your battle.
Alaben a Dios en medio de la batalla.
God said to Jehoshaphat.
Dios le dijo a Jehoshaphat.
He said, fast.
Ayuna.
He said, position yourself and believe.
Párese y crean.
And then he said, when the enemy comes,
y cuando el enemigo venga,
you just praise him.
Y nada más, alábenlo.
You just praise him.
Alábenlo nada más.
You just praise
alábenlo
him.
Nada más.
Listen, when you don't know what else to do,
si no sabemos nada más qué hacer,
when the enemy's coming against you,
cuando el enemigo venga
you just
contra
need
nosotros,
to lift your hands up toward heaven.
Alcemos las manos al cielo.
And say, Father in heaven,
Dios en el cielo,
you take care of this.
Eres tú el que vas a
and I want
esto.
To remind you
y quiero recordarles
of this message
de este mensaje.
And the title.
Y el título de
it's
este
called
y el título es,
God's Got Your Back.
Dios
Hallelujah.
Te respalda. Dios te respalda. Aleluya, gloria a Dios.
And here's what it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
Ahora en Segunda de Crónicas,
capítulo 20, verse 22.
En el versículo 22.
It says, now when they began to sing and praise,
y cuando comenzaron a entonar cantos de alabanza,
it said, watch this, the Lord,
Jehová,
set ambushes up,
puso contra los hijos de Amón,
against the people of Ammon,
de Amón,
and the people of Moab,
de Moab,
and Mount Seir,
y del monte de Seir,
who had come against Judah,
los embajadas de
and they were
mismos.
All defeated.
Y cada uno que venían contra Judá y se mataron los unos a los
they
otros.
They were all defeated.
Fueron derrotados
come
todos.
Come on, somebody. They were all defeated.
Todos fueron derrotados.
Whatever you're going through.
Lo que estemos pasando.
You gotta believe.
Tenemos que creer.
God can defeat it.
Dios va a derrotar.
You may have a broken marriage.
Podemos tener un matrimonio
a
en problemas.
A son might have went astray.
Un hijo se fue.
Financially you're struggling.
Financieramente estamos.
Believe all things.
Creemos, tenemos que
are
creer
possible.
Todo. Todos son posibles.
To those who believe.
La, aquellos que creen.
Give me a high five. Give your neighbor a high five. Come on, somebody. You got to believe.
Tenemos que creer.
Some of you need to work that high five a
sí,
little
tienen
better.
Que trabajar más en ese cinco.
Amen. My mother.
Mi madre.
Was a warrior.
Era una guerrera.
And she did some incredible things.
Hizo cosas increíbles.
My dad was in World War II.
Mi padre estuvo en la guerra en la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
And he was a tail gunner.
Era uno que manejaba una
they called it the Flying Fortress.
Sí, era una con
it was a bomber plane, a bomber plane.
Era un avión de bombas.
And he was shot down.
Y lo
on it. On his 13th mission.
En la 13ª misión.
Over Germany.
Por encima de Alemania.
As a tail gunner.
Como el que manejaba esa ametralladora.
You get to see all the bombs going.
Puede ver todas las bombas.
And he knew.
Y él sabía.
That those bombs.
Que esas bombas.
Were killing innocent people.
Estaban matando gente inocente.
But that's the nature of war.
Pero esa es la naturaleza de la
guerra. And then as he parachuted out of the plane,
cuando él se tiró en paracaídas del avión,
he was hit in his legs with shrapnel.
Le dieron en las piernas.
He landed in Germany.
Cayó en Alemania.
What Germany? Belgium? Berlin, Germany.
En Berlín, Germania.
And he was captured Alemania. And put in a prison war camp.
Y lo pusieron prisionero en un campamento.
For 18 months.
Por 18 meses.
And then we won the war.
Ganamos la guerra.
And he came home.
Y vino a casa.
And he had a whole lot of babies.
Y tuvo muchos hijos.
I'm the youngest of 9.
Yo soy el joven de 9.
They had a whole lot of babies back then.
Así, teníamos muchos hijos en ese tiempo.
He became the first coach, football coach.
Él fue el primer entrenador.
Of Hofstra University.
De Hofstra, de fútbol.
And then he became the first athletic director.
Y él fue el primer director.
There was no office in the high schools of athletic director.
No habían oficinas para ellos.
He pioneered that.
Él fue el pionero de eso.
And he oversaw 23 schools.
Él era jefe de 23 escuelas.
In Levittown.
Aquí en Levittown.
My mother was a school teacher.
Mi madre es una maestra.
I love it here, Pastor.
Amamos estar aquí.
I love the school here.
Amamos la
escuela. Come on, we have an awesome school.
Tenemos una escuela tremenda acá.
And let me do a commercial, Pastor.
Un comercial en este momento.
In Damaris, we have a pre-K, right? Pre-K.
Tenemos niños
to second or third grade, depending how many come. Pass the word.
Dígale a la gente que hay una escuela muy buena acá.
Tell the world.
Dígale al mundo entero que hay una escuela muy buena acá.
A full gospel Christian academy.
La academia de, full gospel, del evangelio completo.
Copeg Christian Academy, amen.
Aquí la academia de Copeg.
Amen. We're taking enrollments right now.
Pues estamos ahí firmando a muchos niños,
amen,
en este momento.
Amen. Anyhow, so, but let me. And then my mother and father helped start the civil rights movement.
Mi mamá y mi papá comenzaron este movimiento de los
Nassau
derechos
County,
humanos.
In Nassau County.
Aquí en Nassau.
And they would have the meetings at my house.
Tenían las reuniones en nuestra casa.
Because we had a long table.
Porque teníamos una mesa muy larga.
We had 11 of us would eat together.
Podíamos sentarnos 11 completicos ahí.
Those were the good old days.
Esos eran los días buenos.
And I didn't sit near my father. I sat next to my mother.
Yo no me sentaba junto a mi padre, sino junto a mi madre.
Johnny and Huey sat next to my father.
Los Johnny y Huey se sentaban con el
and
papá.
And they always got a good crack on the
y siempre
head back
les pegaba
in the
bien duro en la cabeza.
You remember, those are the good. We didn't need Ritalin.
No comíamos cositas.
We had the old belt.
Teníamos la correa.
And the paddle.
Y el
and
palo.
It worked pretty good. Amen.
Y resultamos ser bien, buena gente.
You comprende? All right,
of course.
So anyway, long story. Then my mother and father walked into the black community.
Mi mamá y mi papá fueron a la comunidad morena.
And they adopted a family.
Adoptaron una familia.
The Smith family.
La familia Smith.
And I didn't yesterday was my high school reunion.
Ayer tuve la reunión con mis compañeros de escuela.
Friends of I went to high school with Janine and Ronnie and Elise was my sister Roseanne's good friend and they're visiting here
todas
today.
Mis amistades estaban allá.
And they know the Smith family.
Ellos conocían la familia
and so,
Smith.
So they had 9 brothers and sisters.
Tenían 9 hermanos y hermanas.
Incredible basketball players.
Tremendos basquetbolistas.
And my mother would have the meetings at our house.
Y mi madre tenía las reuniones
so
en la casa.
The white community hated us.
La comunidad nos odiaba.
Because there was such prejudice in the 60s.
Porque había mucho prejuicio en los 60s.
And so we were called white and black lovers.
Nos decían que éramos amantes de blancos y negros.
And my mother was just crazy.
Mi madre era loca.
She would just have people sleep over all the time.
Ella mantenía gente durmiendo siempre en la
casa. There would be what Bernice and Thomas Lindsay from the projects.
Sí, muchos de los proyectos que son
they were homeless.
Eran gente indigente.
My mother said, "Move them in."
Ella decía, tráiganlos.
And I'm like 6 years old.
Yo tenía como 6 años.
And I wake up one morning.
Y me despertaba en una mañana.
And then I'll tell you, I'll finish it. Then St. Agnes calls my mother.
Y las la iglesia de
Saint
Agnes
and
me
says,
mamá.
Roberto and Manuel.
Roberto and Manuel.
These Cuban refugees.
Eran refugiados cubanos.
Can't speak any English.
No hablan nada de inglés.
Are homeless.
Son indigentes.
And my mother moved them in.
Ella dijo, venga para acá.
I mean, she was crazy.
Ella era loca.
I woke up one morning.
Me desperté una mañana.
And there's black bodies all over the place.
Habían morenos por todas partes.
There's Spanish bodies all over the place.
Hispanos por todas partes.
And to make a long story short.
Para hacer esto cortico.
Freedom's not free.
La libertad no es gratis.
And we didn't have the Lord.
Porque no teníamos al Señor.
We had a religion.
Teníamos una religión.
And being attacked.
Y siendo atacados,
and being mocked,
y siendo burlados,
we fought. My brothers and sisters fought.
No, mis hermanos y hermanas pelearon
against society.
contra la sociedad.
And then we did drugs.
And
then Bobby Lloyd was a part of our family.
Y Bobby Lloyd fue parte de nuestra familia.
And if you don't know Bobby Lloyd,
si no conocen a Bobby Lloyd,
he was if you remember the movie American Gangster.
Si recuerdan la película Los Gangsters Americanos.
Frank Lucas.
Frank Lucas,
and Nicky Barnes.
Nicky Barnes.
And Bobby Lloyd was one of the soldiers.
Y Bobby Lloyd era uno de los soldados.
He was a gangster.
Era uno de esos que
but thank God he was like my brother, my older brother.
Y era como mi
and then Diane
hermano.
Married him.
Y Diane se le casó con él.
And then my sisters, and my whole family is all mixed. We got black brother-in-laws, we got Spanish brother-in-laws, we had Polish brother-in-laws, we even got a Jew in the family, we got a little bit of everything. The United Nations, amen. But we didn't have the Lord.
Pero no teníamos al
and
Señor.
Then my sister Marianne,
mi hermana Marianne
was 18 years old,
tenía 18 años.
And she got acute leukemia.
Y tenía
leucemia. And then she had a baby.
Y tuvo un niño.
And the baby should have never lived.
Y el bebé nunca tenía
because
que sobrevivir
of the chemotherapy.
Por la quimioterapia.
This is 1968.
Esto era en 1968.
And then after 4 months having the baby.
Después de 4 meses de tener el bebé.
Marianne died.
Ella murió.
And it was the last thing that my family could take.
Eso fue la última cosa que mi
and my mom and dad ended up in mental institutes.
Mi mamá y mi papá tuvieron que ir a un manicomio.
Because of the war.
Por la guerra.
Because of the war of civil rights.
Por los derechos humanos.
The family are all drug addicts.
Toda la familia eran drogadictos.
My father was in Pilgrim State 5 times.
Mi papá estuvo en Pilgrim State aquí en un manicomio.
My mother was in South Brunswick. Mental hospital 5 times.
La mamá estuvo en el hospital de Brunswick.
They would get electric shock treatment and come home.
Ellos los trataban con electricidad.
So they would just stay upstairs in bed.
Ellos se quedaban simplemente allá arriba en su
cama. And our life, we were just all dead.
Todos estábamos muertos ahí ya.
And all of us were just dead. Just no future.
Muertos. No teníamos futuro.
But God.
Pero Dios.
My mother had a jar of all kinds of pills one day.
Mi madre tenía muchas pastillas.
Up in a room, the doctors gave it to her.
Los doctores
and she was going to commit suicide.
Ella se iba a matar ella misma.
And she just couldn't take it anymore.
Ya no podía con más.
But let me just say this about my mother.
Pero quiero decirles acerca de mi madre.
My mother used to walk around.
Mi madre caminaba.
And she would zombie out like this.
Era como un zombie.
She her face was ulcerated.
Toda la cara toda mala.
She had holes, sores in her face, and she was so messed up on the drug. She would march like this and smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. But she would say this. That used to get me angry.
Me hacía enojar.
It was Psalms 23.
Era el Salmo 23.
She would dribble out of her mouth.
Lo decía de su boca.
My cup runneth over.
Mi copa está rebosando.
My cup runneth over.
Mi copa está rebosando.
I would hear this and say, Ma.
Yo oía esto y decía, madre.
We're all cursed.
Nosotros todos estamos ya maldecidos.
I knew what cup runneth over means.
Yo sabía lo que era. La copa está rebosando. Porque esas son las bendiciones del Señor.
She would say, my cup runneth over.
Mi copa está rebosando.
Then she went up her room.
Iba a su cuarto.
Couldn't take it anymore.
Ya no pudo con más.
She was ready to take all her pills.
Ya se iba a tomar todas esas pastillas.
She had a little black and white TV.
Tenía un televisor en blanco y negro.
Do you remember the little 13-inch black and white TV?
Ese pulgadito bien pequeñito.
Do you remember the rabbit ears?
Y las antenas
esas.
You
were a TV man. And then we'd put aluminum on them.
Y le poníamos aluminio a las antenas.
And we had like 5 channels.
Nada más teníamos como 5 canales.
That's all we needed.
Eso es lo único que necesitábamos.
We were happy.
Y éramos felices.
Channel 2.
El 2.
Channel 4.
El 4.
Channel 5.
El 5.
Channel 7.
El 7.
Channel 9.
El 9.
Channel 11.
Y el 11.
And 13 for the Puerto Ricans and the Spanish people.
Para la gente hispana.
Or 21. I forget which channel. And my mother turned on the TV.
Mi hermana, mi mamá prendió la televisión.
She was ready to end her life.
Iba ya a matarse.
Downstairs, everybody's messed up.
Todos abajo estábamos
vueltos nada. And my mother turns the TV on.
Y mi madre prende la televisión.
And Billy Graham is preaching.
Y Billy Graham está predicando.
And my mother listened to Billy Graham.
Y ella escuchó a Billy Graham.
And he said, "You gotta believe."
Y él dijo, tienes que creer.
Believe in Jesus Christ.
Cree en Jesús.
Surrender your life.
Sométete a Dios.
And he said, you can get saved.
Y te vas a ser salva.
God can deliver you.
Dios te va a
God can heal you.
Dios te sanará.
My mother fell on the ground.
Mi madre cayó al piso.
True story.
De verdad que les digo.
10 straight days.
10 días seguidos.
She fasted.
How do you know?
She prayed.
Oró.
She emptied herself.
Vació todo de ella.
She believed.
Ella creyó.
She began to quote, "My cup runneth over."
Y comenzó a decir, "Mi copa está
rebosando." We had no clue what was going on upstairs.
No sabíamos lo que estaba pasando allá arriba.
Downstairs, hell is going on.
Abajo estaba el infierno
completamente. And I want to encourage you.
Nadie les decía
you
nada.
Keep praying.
Usted siga orando.
And you keep believing.
Y sigan creyendo.
On the 10th day.
En el décimo día.
My mother stepped out of that room.
Ya salió de su cuarto.
Born again.
Nacida de
healed
nuevo.
And delivered. And she said, Satan.
Porque él se lo
back
llamó.
Off of my family.
Y que oró
and,
por la familia.
And she went and she prayed for all of us.
Ella oró por todos nosotros.
She was radical for Martin Luther King.
Era radical por Martin Luther King.
Now she's radical for Jesus.
Ahora era radical para Jesús.
We would call her a born again freak.
Ella le decíamos una nacida de nueva.
Leave me alone.
Y déjeme inquieta.
I'm telling you, she would show up everywhere.
Ella estaba en todas partes.
My wife Miriam.
Mi esposa
was one
Miriam,
of the best dancers in all of Long Island, disco
una de las mejores
dancers.
Bailarina de toda la isla.
I'm at the disco with her.
Yo tenía que bailar disco
and
con
I'm showing off with Miriam.
Ella estaba bailando con ella.
I'm Jimmy Travolta.
Ella estaba
and I spin Miriam.
Ella la volteó.
And Miriam is spinning
y
like a top.
Estaba volteando
and I'm ready
trompo
to do my thing like this and yeah catch her. And I do my thing and I catch my mother.
Cogía la mamá.
She's like this, Jimmy, Jesus loves you.
La
Miriam goes
bailando
whipping by. Jesus loves you. Jesus
Dios nos
loves
ama,
you.
Dios nos ama.
And guess what?
¿Y de adivinen qué?
God had my mother's back.
Dios respaldó a
and
mi madre.
Every one of us got born again, saved and delivered.
Vimos,
come on, somebody.
De nuevo, ya éramos cristianos.
Stand with me today.
Párese, por favor.
Worship team, come, amen. Hallelujah.
Venga el equipo de canción.
Tell them, Lewis, that no matter what you're going through,
no importa lo que estés pasando,
God's got you back.
Dios te respalda.
If God brought you to it,
si Dios te trajo ahí,
He'll bring you through it.
Y él te va a pasar por eso.
And God's faithful.
Y Dios es fiel.
He's able to do
él hace
exceedingly.
Cosas que nosotros no podemos ni pensar.
Abundantly.
Abundantemente.
Beyond.
Es pasando lo que uno puede pensar.
And this morning,
y esta mañana,
I want to pray for you.
Quiero orar por ustedes.
Because God has your back.
Porque Dios te respalda.
And you may be going through something.
Y estás pasando por algo.
Or you want to pray for your family.
O quieres orar por tu familia.
I'm going to ask you to position yourself.
Quiero que te pares.
And to step out and to take a walk up here with me.
Ven aquí hacia el altar.
And we're going to pray with you
vamos
as a church. If that's you, come on up. We want to pray and ask God to touch you. Just get out of your seat, position yourself, and let's believe. Let's believe. Let's believe. Let's believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come, we'll pray. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come closer, just a little bit. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Acérquese.
Thank you, Lord. There's more. Come on up. Come on up. There's more if you want to pray. Hallelujah. 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 Pray for you. Pray for your family. Whatever you're going through.
Por lo que quieran orar.
You're in a battle. Just come. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just focus on the Lord. Just focus on the Lord.
Enfocarnos en Dios, en el Señor.
Promise keeper. Yes. My God. God, that Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship you. Yes, Lord. Mighty God, mighty God. Oh. That's right. Yes. You never stop. You never stop working. Yes.